The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Is Annie MacDonald there? Hello, Annie.
Hi, Ryan.
How's it going over there?
Good.
Okay, so what age are you?
I'm 12.
When did you hit 12?
I hit 12 on the 18th of July,
all right.
2020.
Worst party ever.
Yeah.
Did you have any class of party, Annie, or what happened?
I just had a cake and my aunt and my cousin over, and that was it, and yeah. I got presents.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm sure you love your aunt and your cousin, but that's just a rubbish party.
Yep, it's absolutely terrible. That's awful.
What is the worst thing about this COVID thing, Annie?
I don't know. It's just being isolated from everyone. Like, literally, all you have to do is stay at home and stay within 5 kilometres of your home. And
yeah. What would you normally be doing if you weren't? Like, if you could break out of that 5 kilometres, what would you break out and do?
Well, I'd probably go see my granny and granddad and probably go shopping somewhere.
Yeah. What's your favourite? What if you could click your fingers and be in a shop, which shop would you go to now? Go.
Pennies,
yeah,
definitely.
Straight away. Okay, let's go there in our heads. And if we're in Pennies now and you're saying, now, Ryan, I have to tell you, this is the section I love hanging out and looking at. What section would it be?
Makeup,
yes.
Definitely.
Okay, now let's delve even further. If you're at the makeup, because I've got girls and I know that makeup brushes seem to be a big thing and washing them seems to be an important thing. What are you looking at in the makeup section?
Probably the big Catrice stand of makeup.
You've just lost me. I have no idea what you're talking about. What is that?
It's a makeup brand, Catrice, a big makeup brand in Ireland.
And you'd love a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you can. What do you like to do in a given day, Annie?
I like to read and go for walks and cycle with my brother.
Okay.
And play with my sister.
You a reader?
Yeah, I absolutely adore reading.
Anything good at the moment?
I'm reading about Michael Collins at the moment.
Are you?
Yes.
And what have you found to be the most fascinating thing about that extraordinary person?
Probably that when he was young and he was about 5, his father said to him when he was dying that watch out for Michael, he'll do some great things for Ireland, and he did his father said. I just found that really amazing, like how they could predict the future.
Just kind of saw something in him and said, you're going to go all the way, kid, which is brilliant. Did you notice how do you think the history, well, you're 12, so are the history books a bit better for your generation in remembering the role of women in Irish history?
Yeah, because it's a great summary of them, and the way they word them is really good.
Yeah, and what role do you see it that women played that I mightn't have read about in school?
Probably from Kathleen Linde. There's a woman of the Dr. Kathleen Linde. She was the chief medical officer in the 1916 Rising.
Yeah.
And she was from my hometown, Clala. And she went up to Dublin and set up the Irish Citizen Army with James Connolly. And she set up St. Ulton's Hospital.
Wow.
That was all for babies, to have babies of the poor.
Okay. It's an amazing that the Irish Citizens Army, which pretty much everyone would say, oh yeah, that was James Connolly's thing. And yeah, here you are educating me and maybe a few others about that. That's brilliant. Well, that's good news. And you've obviously got a good teacher, have you?
Yeah, I have a brilliant teacher, Mr. Dunford,
what school is that?
St. Mary. It's a little tiny school. There's about 38 students in it.
In what part of Mayo are you in?
North Mayo, Clala.
Clala, okay, good. So Mr. Dunford's there. And is your school tiny or big?
It's tiny, yeah. There's only 2 classrooms in it.
So what class are you in?
6th class.
And how many of the other classes are in your room?
Well, in one room there's juniors, seniors, first and second.
Yeah.
And then in the other classroom there's 3rd class, 4th class, 5th class and 6th class.
And is Mr. Dunford teaching all of them?
Yeah, he teaches 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th.
But how does he teach your curriculum and then look at the 3rd class at the other corner of the room?
Well, he gives us work to do and we get on with us, and then he'll go to like the 3rd class and do some work with them.
Wow. So he's kind of like those plate spinners, you see. You know, he'll go to you, spin the plate and get that plate spinning, and then he'll go over to the other class and say, right, here we go. And then is that he runs around all the time doing all the different curriculum?
Yeah, it's really hard because he's the principal of the school as well.
As well?
He used to take out a day every week and we get like a substitute so he has to do his work and then he'd be there late in the evenings as well, so it's really hard.
Mr. Dunford, I've just found a new hero in my life. I just think he's amazing.
Yeah. He's brilliant.
Yeah, he must be. Okay, and how many are you in your sixth class then, in your corner of the room?
There's only three, including me.
Okay. You must be dying, though, to go to first year, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited now. Yeah. It's September, like literally counting down the months.
I bet you. Because you'll be out of that sort of... You probably don't feel like a kid anymore and you're ready for the next bit.
No, because when sometimes they're showing something on TV and you're like, that's the third class. Yeah. And you're there, please get me into first year.
So what school are you going to go to for first year?
Lacking Cross, St. Patrick's College, Lacking Cross.
Okay. What about brothers and sisters there, Annie? Do you have any?
I have one brother and one sister.
Older, younger?
Yeah, they're both younger. James is 10 on Wednesday and Caitlin is 3.
Okay. So you got the full run there, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you watch The Queen's Gambit?
No, I'm too young for The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, it's a little bit... I didn't realise that. It's but it's brought chess back into the world. I don't know if you're a chess player. You sound like a chess player.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an All-Ireland silver medal in chess.
Holy smoke. Pretty impressive there, Annie. Who taught you how to play chess?
My teacher, Mr. Dunford.
Mr. Dunford, on top of everything else?
Yeah.
And have you been to the All-Ireland chess competition?
Yeah, we go to it down in Limerick every year.
And that's where you won your silver medal?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I think I was about 10.
Wow. Okay. This is great. I'm getting great insight into the classroom in North Mayo this morning, Temple Mary National School, Annie. I was going to say, do you know stuff? I'm tempted to say you do. I'd love to give you a book token. Is there any book you're looking for at the moment that you'd like to have?
I'm trying to get the Ichabod by J.K. Rowling.
Ah, you'll get that easily with this voucher, which is good. As a matter of interest, you're bang on pretty much on the right age for Hamilton. Have you heard of Hamilton or seen it?
No, I haven't heard of Hamilton.
Okay, I think you should watch Hamilton. I think you'd really like it. Put the subtitles on it. I think you'd really like it. It's about American history, but it's done through rap and, you know, R&B and all sorts of things. It's really, really good. Now, let me ask you some questions that I think might be quite easy for you. But if you're stuck, you can ask me to help you.
Okay.
Annie, give me. I need 5 letters from the alphabet, please.
Okay.
Go.
A.
What A is a long reptile that you might find in Florida and is a close relative of the crocodile?
Alligator.
Is the correct answer. Well done. Okay, so we got one in the bag. Give us another one, please.
B.
What B is the first name of Britain's Prime Minister?
Boris.
Easy. I'll take another one then. Your third.
J.
What J is the largest planet in the solar system?
Jupiter.
Is the correct answer. Okay, 2 more. You're nearly there.
K.
What K is a room in your home where most of the time meals are made?
Kitchen.
Is correct. And for the win, give us your last letter. What's that at?
S.
S for silly?
Yes.
What S is the hottest season of the year?
Summer.
Is the correct answer. 5 out of 5. That was hardly a big challenge for you, Annie, but you did exactly what we want. This is a text in, said, Mr. Dunford is the reason one size does not fit all. Variety is the spice of life. And Annie, David was on to say, what a smart, articulate girl. I hate when people say the youth of today in a negative way, when I know we have such great kids like Annie. Annie, you're a bit of a hit now, I have to say. Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe it.
No, it's true. Everyone thinks you're amazing. What a gorgeous girl from Killala on your show. She will go far. I know Mr. Dunford. We call him Chuck. He's an amazing man and teacher. You should have a chat with him. And if he would agree to chat with you. Well, I'm so impressed by your description of him. I feel like I know him already. Annie, you're terrific. It's been really good to talk to you.
Thank you, Ryan.
And you'll have that voucher this afternoon, so you can order that book, hopefully, from a good bookshop there in Mayo or Galway or wherever you might be. But keep it local, won't you?
I will, yeah.
Good on you, Annie. Mind yourself. See you soon.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
You're brilliant. What a pleasure to talk to you. Gosh, that's one of those great moments where you just know the future is safe.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
I think we should go again, shall we? Robert, good morning. Robert Andrews.
Hi, Ryan.
How's it going over there?
Good.
Good man. How old are you, Robert?
I'm 12.
12 years old. Are you in sixth class as well?
Yes, I'm in sixth class.
And what school are you in?
I go to COS Junior School.
Which is where?
In Dublin.
Good. What part of Dublin?
City centre.
Excellent. Well, look, listen to me. The good news is that we need you to win a book token for us today. Are you a reader?
Yes, I like reading a lot.
Who do you like to read?
I read Alex Rider books and The Land of Stories.
So Alex Rider is Anthony Horowitz, our old friend. Do you like those stories?
Yeah, I like them. And Chris Colfer writes The Land of Stories.
Yeah, yeah. One of my nephews reads Chris Colfer and swears by them. Actually looks forward to the next one coming out all the time. So they're obviously very, very good. Are they kind of fantasy books, Robert, or what, how would you describe them?
Yeah, they're fantasy. They're about like adventures, sort of.
Of course. And do you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I'm in the middle. I have a sister younger than me and I have a sister older than me.
You're sandwiched by sisters.
Yes, very much.
Does that make your life heaven or hell?
Hell.
Yeah, that's what happens then. But then heaven comes along sometimes, like when it's your birthday or Christmas, I suspect.
Yeah.
Are you homeschooling?
Yes, I am.
And who's doing the honours? Who's your teacher?
Mom.
Your mother.
Oh, my teacher is Mr. Bodkin.
Mr. Bodkin. And is your mother kind of having to run the show as well, though?
Yeah, she helps my younger sister.
Okay, so she keeps an eye on the youngest one. Okay, and are you having? Are you finding the COVID thing painful, or are you kind of weirdly enjoying it?
I miss school, but it can be okay sometimes.
You're doing okay, good man. Well, look, let's try and get you a book token as soon as we can, Robert. Give me some letters. I need 5 letters in total. So there's a few have been asked already by Annie. So whatever you got for me, let me try and ask you some questions. So shoot some letters at me.
T.
T is a great letter. What T is a sport that you play on a court with rackets and a ball?
Tennis.
Is the correct answer. Okay, go again.
D.
What D is the first name of the author of Gangster Granny, Rat Burger and Billionaire Boy?
David.
Is correct. 2 in the can. Let's go. Number 3.
O.
What O is the name of the snowman in the film Frozen?
Olaf.
Absolutely correct. Now, 2 more. You're on the home stretch now, Robert.
K.
What K? Oh, we've done K. Give us another one. M. I'll give you M. What M is a video game where you build things and fight creepers?
Minecraft.
It's a correct answer. And finally, the 5th question.
I
want to know the answer to this question. What I do people scrape off their windscreen when the weather is freezing cold?
Ice.
Is the correct answer. Robert Andrews, you've just won a €50 book voucher. You'll have it in by the afternoon. And so you can get busy buying the next Alex Rider book or Chris Colfer book. But I hope you enjoy it and tell your sisters I said hello.
I will. Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you, Robert. And that's Robert Andrews joining us. The kids are brilliant in Ireland. They know stuff, loads of stuff. And this is good news on a Friday morning.